From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea.
Do not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Mr. Trump told reporters North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been acting in a very threatening manner since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. Speaking at his golf club in New Jersey, where he has been on a working vacation, Mr. Trump repeated his warning that Kim Jong-un risks bringing down on his impoverished country fire, fury, and frankly, the power like which the world has never seen. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to a breakaway Georgian region at the 9th anniversary of a brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. NATO spokesman Dylan White calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said that NATO is united in its full support for sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. South Africa's embattled President Jacob Zuma has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by Parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 years or 5 hours of debate, voting and counting 198 of the 384 members, President voted against the opposition's motion to oust the president, while 177 voted for him to step down. The motion needed 201 votes to pass. This is VOA News. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly took over the halls of the endangered opposition-controlled Congress Tuesday, issuing a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government.
The order bars anti-government lawmakers in Congress from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the newly installed assembly, Delcy Rodriguez, the super body's leader, declared to unanimous approval. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly in what he contends is an attempt to resolve the nation's political standoff. But opposition leaders insist it is a power grab.
That is VOA's Mary Mata. Ballot counting has officially begun in many polling stations in Kenya. An official from the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission said that despite fears of violence, the election process was relatively peaceful and verification equipment worked well.
The process has been smooth. We managed to start on time and finish on time. And also, the kit, Kenyans were a bit skeptic that the kit will not be able to reach up to its expectations, but we managed to, most people, about 99%, were verified by the kit.
That's Deputy Presiding Officer Tatiana Mbeki Shikari. President Uhuru Kenyatta is leading the count with 55% of the vote to challenger Raila Odinga's 44%. A 6.5-magnitude earthquake struck the remote and mountainous province of China Tuesday night, the U.S. Geological Survey says. Up to 100 people are feared dead, thousands more injured in the quake. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead and 30 injured so far. Tuesday's earthquake was not far from the site of an 8.0-magnitude quake that devastated the region in 2008, leaving 87,000 people dead or missing. The U.S. State Department is advising its diplomats to sidestep questions from foreign governments about the Trump administration's Paris climate deal. Reuters news agency reported Tuesday that the cabinet sent to U.S. embassies on Friday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, providing prospective questions foreign government officials could ask diplomats and suggests answers. American country and Western singer Glen Campbell, whose appearances on television, movies, and the pop charts made him one of the country's biggest stars in the 1960s and 70s, has died. Campbell had been carrying on a brave public battle of Alzheimer's disease. He was 81. He was born dirt poor in Arkansas and learned to play the guitar as a child. He later joined his uncle's country band in New Mexico and appeared on local radio before forming his own group and moving to Los Angeles. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.